You're listening to Green Building and Sustainable Development with your host, Kim Shanahan.
Hey, folks. Welcome to Green Building and Sustainable Development. Glad you're with us today. Beautiful Saturday in Santa Fe. Gosh, it's just such a gorgeous spring. A little windy maybe, but, you know, temperatures above average. It's just a great, great time to get out and get out in your yard and get working on some stuff. And next weekend is a great time to go to the 22nd Annual Home Builders Association Remodelers Expo and Showcase. It's going to be April 28th and 29th, Saturday and Sunday. That's a week from today. It goes from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. And folks, it's the only one. It's the only one in northern New Mexico. It's the only home show that we do. Albuquerque, of course, has all kinds of different home shows throughout the year, a lot of them in the spring, but this is it for Santa Fe. And we're going to be at the Schellenberger Tennis Center on the College of the, not the College, of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And today in the studio, we have a featured guest who is going to be part of that show next weekend. And more than part of the show, he is going to be featured at the entrance to the show. And that's because we decided, because of the new venue, that we needed to kind of spice up the entrance, that we were going to have a landscaping contest. And so we put out the word to all the landscapers in town, many of them who are members of our association, and said, see what you guys can do with a 30-foot by 30-foot space that we'll have covered in a tent right by the front entrance and do a beautiful landscape design. We had some folks come in and judge some of the entrants, and we selected Brian Romero of Views Landscaping. And we couldn't be prouder, and Brian is in the studio today. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Nice to be here.
Well, it is good for you to be here. Actually, Brian's been here before. A couple of years ago, we featured Brian on the show. I guess, wasn't it a couple of years ago, Brian?
It was.
Yeah,
Time flies.
Yeah, and it was just before probably our 20th annual show, right?
Right about then.
And so how have things been going? You were kind of relatively new in the landscaping business a couple of years ago. You got a couple more years under your belt.
Sure.
I get the sense that you're making a real splash here in Santa Fe.
Well, I think we do very unique and different landscape designs and carry through with those in the installation. But yeah, we try and do things that are very different. But it's challenging, you know.
Tough times.
Building, yeah, it's tough times.
Well, when you say different, I'm sure every landscaper who would sit here would say they do things different. But talk a little bit about what is different about your vision at Views Landscaping.
Sure. Well, of course, the biggest thing we like to try and bring is a design to the landscape. Rather than just filling spaces, we try and bring an overall design and go with that and make sure at the end of our departure from the job that we leave that vision that people have. And
so you work with the homeowners, or
I mean, oh, yeah.
I would think, as a matter of fact, Lisa, my partner, and I have been talking about a little courtyard we want to do some work on, and
sure.
I've kind of been of the opinion of, well, we'll just go buy some rocks and we'll stack some stuff up and go to the nursery and buy some trees. And she's like, no, we need to hire somebody.
That's what not just hire someone, but hire someone who has a goal for you, a design goal for you. Too many times you do that, you go to the big top store and you purchase plants and you start to envision them, where they would go, their placement, and how well they'd do in that spot. But at the end of the day, when everything's installed, you kind of have a hodgepodge of landscape and don't have a direct goal.
That's a sort of a Santa Fe look, though, right?
It can be, and a little too, the Santa Fe looks
a little too hodgepodge,
we could do better, I think.
Yeah.
I think in our, private and public spaces, we could do a little bit better.
If Lisa called you up, would you just, like, kind of come into our little courtyard space? It's not very big. It's like, you know, I don't know, 20 by 40
maybe. Oh, sure.
And actually just see a vision of where you think something like that should be? Or do you kind of interview the folks and
exactly.
figure out what they want? Or
well,
how does that work?
You spend time and you get their tastes, their likes, their dislikes. But you have to, especially with a smaller space, you have to be even more critical about what type of material you will use and what you won't use. I use a lot of Japanese landscaping techniques in my design, and it's not so that it can look like a Japanese or Chinese restaurant. It's because they're very masterful at small spaces and things like minimalism.
Right.
And that just really goes far and works well here in our...
I would think so, especially since, you know, I think most people, when you say a Japanese landscape, they probably can envision something right now as they're listening in their head. I know I can.
Yeah.
And as you say, it's very minimalistic, often kind of spare, very beautifully composed, but it would seem that it would fit in with our kind of Xeric sensibilities that we're trying to promote here in Santa Fe, too. Is that true?
Yeah, Xeric and minimalism go hand in hand, so that works real well. And, you know, we can always leave the lanterns and the food dogs and pagodas out. We can use, what I like to do is to take a look both inside the house and obviously what you see outside. The reason I name my company Views is that if you have a view, we enhance it. If you don't have a view, we can create one.
Right.
So really creating a space is what I like to do rather than just filling spaces.
Well, and also when I think Japanese sort of inspired landscape, I think a lot about hardscapes, you know, so it's not just, you know, some of the gardens that you see featured in Santa Fe magazines about Santa Fe gardens are a profusion of lavenders and, you know, kind of, you know, natural xeric local plants, but are kind of full. full of a lot of vegetation as opposed to hardscapes.
Yeah, hardscapes so important. I am the son of an architect, and so architecture, and especially being here in Santa Fe, art are very much part of what I like to design within a landscape.
Well, and I got to tell you, we want to talk a little bit about your background because I know a little bit about it. It's not often that we think of our emergency personnel and first responders as artistic folks. So, and you talk about your dad as an architect, and he's certainly been an institution in this town for generations almost. So talk a little bit about your background. You kind of got into the landscaping business even after you, quote unquote, retired. So.
Yeah, no, I actually started while I was a firefighter and paramedic here in Santa Fe. I kind of like to go out and create my own little oasis and your places where you can put some nice toil and labor into it and yield some results. And having a good design background, it gave me a chance to really do something I truly have a passion for.
Did you have to kind of hide that design sensibility at the firehouse?
Or? Oh, I guarantee you will get everything from the Martha Stewart comments on down. So yeah, it's working with the guys is a little tough.
Yeah, that locker room mentality, right. Sometimes it can be a little intolerant sometimes of people who are outside of the box a little.
Yeah, no, but it's a good balance, it's a good blend, and something I really enjoy.
Well, it's certainly gave you the experience of hard physical work and what it means to really put your nose to the grindstone and get some things done.
Sure.
Well, I would imagine when you were in your career as a firefighter that being an artistic person that you are, were you able to actually like work on your own homes in that career?
That's what actually started it. And one of the biggest challenges I had was to take on my own new property and to try and cohesively blend it with the surroundings.
Right.
And really had a blank slate where I live. There's beautiful views of the mountains and very far views, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a big challenge.
So I imagine when the guys came over to your house, so they probably backed off in the comments when they saw how beautiful you had created a space.
Well, you know, not to take anything away from them. They also are... You know, it was a real good brotherhood there, too.
Yeah.
So it was, I enjoyed having many of them over, and some of them even helped me. So,
yeah, you know, fun. Working on a weekend, having a couple of beers out there with shovels and moving some rocks, it can actually be a fun experience, can it?
It is. It's a great experience.
And now you get to do it all the time.
Yeah, now I do it for a living.
And by the way, we do have a new firefighter in the city council. I would imagine he's probably a colleague of yours.
Chris Rivera. Yeah. We worked together, and believe it or not, he was a rookie when I was there. So,
really? No
kidding. Yeah, now he worked his way up to chief and now up to city council, so real happy for him.
Well, maybe we can get him to actually do some work around some of the fire stations.
Oh, my gosh, are they lacking?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, love to see some of our public spaces that they take a little more pride in. And I know budget is always an issue, but I think there's ways to work around that.
Well, sure. I mean, the first step, as you were saying earlier, obviously, is just the design. And so, you know, maybe we create some beautiful designs for our fire stations and then get some of those guys who are, you know, maybe just kicking back, watching some TV on a Saturday instead of...
Well, those poor guys don't have the luxury of that anymore. Santa Fe's grown too much, so the days of washing the fire trucks over and over again and playing cards are gone.
You couldn't get them out there cutting off the heads of dead flowers and stuff?
Not in their contract, dead state.
That's too bad, because that really would be cool to see our fire stations really spruce up. Those guys do hard work, and you know they deserve to kind of be surrounded by some beauty, don't they?
That's right. It is. It's be nice to have them get a little sanctuary of their own and have some downtimes where they can recontemplate.
Well, Brian, when we come back, we're going to actually in the start the second segment and have a phone-in guest. We're going to give Ray Post is going to call, because Ray is actually going to be live broadcasting from the event on Sunday. His regularly scheduled show, All Things Real Estate, is going to be doing a live remote at the show on Sunday at noon. And we're going to give Ray a call during the second segment and find out what he's got up his sleeve for that. I think he's actually going to be doing some live streaming video at that thing, too. So when we come back, we're going to give Ray a call and talk about it. So anyway, folks, that show is next weekend, Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. And it's at the Schellenberger Tennis Center on the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus. The easiest access to the show is going to be coming in from Siringo Road, the corner of Siringo and Yucca, which is the intersection that right there at the south end of the campus, kind of kitty corner from the tennis courts at Santa Fe High School. And it's really, you won't be able to miss it. We'll have signs out and everything going on, and it's free. So stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we're going to give a call to Ray Post and pick it up from there. Stay tuned. Hey folks, welcome back. This is Kim, your host. Just want to remind you this show is brought to you by the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, where I have the great privilege to be executive officer. And as I said before we broke, we contacted and connected with Ray Post. Ray is going to join us. Ray, of course, is the associate broker for Sotheby's International Realty. He is also the creator and host of All Things Real Estate, the foremost real estate program on the air, brought to you every week on Sundays from 12 to 1 here on Talk 1260 KTRC. So, Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kim. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon than with Kim Shanahan.
Ray, you really know how to butter up a fellow.
Well, and I should probably stop with that introduction. My mother always told me if someone says nice things about you, just stop at that point and don't say anything else, right?
Well, you know, we don't want any dead air time here in KTRC, though, so we're going to keep talking to you.
Okay.
So, Ray, this is incredible. You're going to be here on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at the home show on the 29th at the Schellenberger Tennis Center, and you're going to be doing a live remote. So talk a little bit about that. Maybe folks have never actually seen you doing a live remote of All Things Real Estate. So what can they expect?
Well, this is very exciting for us. First of all, we have done, as you well know, Kim, some remote broadcasts of All Things Real Estate for the home builders in the past couple of years, and they have been highly successful, not because of us, but I think because of the content and the offering that you folks are providing to the public. We did one last summer, as you well know, for the Parade of Homes, and we're going to be doing two of them for you this summer.
That's right.
During the Parade of Homes. But we're very excited about the 29th of April at your Remodelers Expo. This is a fabulous opportunity, I think, Kim, for the public, for everyone associated with real estate, whether you're a broker like me or anyone in the industry, to participate in something that's really unique. And I just encourage everyone to show up for this event. We have one new element with the live remote that we're doing, and we sort of tested it in the field last week, and that is that we're actually going to video stream the program so people can actually go to SantaFe.com and watch Kim Shanahan in his glory actually talking on the radio show to thousands of people all over the country. And that's not too much hyperbole. We've actually found out from our good friends, and you know them well, Kim, at Hutton Broadcasting and SantaFe.com, that there are literally tens of thousands of people that tune to that website every single month, and we hope to capture a lot of them on the 29th.
You know, it is amazing to me, Ray. You know, I was a little suspicious about that because, as you know, Hutton is not a member of the Arbitron system, so they've never really been able to tell us exactly how many people are actually listening to our shows. But now that they've done with SantaFe.com and they've done the live streaming stuff, they can actually track the hits, how many people are actually opening up and listening to our show. And I don't know if you heard me, but a few months ago on the air, I mentioned that I'd heard from an old girlfriend. I hadn't heard from her in 30 years, who lives in Virginia, who listens to KTRC because she can't find good progressive radio in her market. And lo and behold, she called me and said, hey, I heard you on the radio. So it really does work.
Well, and I'm sure that worked well with your new girlfriend too, right?
Well, luckily she's working on Saturdays and she may not actually be listening to the show.
By the way, Kim, I want to do a shout out to your other special guest there. I know you have Brian Romero in the show or in the studio with you.
Uh-huh.
And congratulations, Brian, on the success that you had of actually getting the award, I guess, for landscaping at the Remodeling Expo. I think it's well-deserved, and you have a great reputation in this town, so
thank
kudos
you,
to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, Ray, we really are trying to feature a kind of landscaping as a big sort of subset of the theme this year, and I think you know as a realtor more than anyone how important it is for curb appeal, how important it is if you're out there trying to sell a home in this market, to really make sure that exterior, I mean, this is really almost the first place people should spend money when they're thinking about selling a home. Would you agree?
I could not disagree at all with that. As a matter of fact, we as brokers are constantly telling our seller clients, probably at the first meeting, maybe even on the phone when they call us, that staging your property from the outside in is absolutely critical in this market because it still is a buyer's market. And buyers can pick and choose, even though the inventory, as you well know, Kim, is down here and down as far as its level in the Santa Fe market. At the same time, those properties that are available, those that are selling quickly and selling at the highest possible price close to list, are those that indeed do exactly what you're saying, and that is to start with fabulous landscaping on the outside. So it logically invites people to come inside and see all the amenities that you're offering.
Yeah. You know, and one of Brian's specialties we were talking about in the first segment, Ray, is he really gives a sort of almost Japanese aesthetic to a Santa Fe style look. And a lot of these properties that, you know, maybe even distressed properties, it almost that they need things removed as opposed to added to them. They may need just to be kind of cleaned up and just cleared out a little bit. I mean, do you see that, Brian?
Especially, you know, older homes, you know, a lot of times things get overgrown and overplanted and roots are picking up the sidewalks here and there. Addressing all those things are just so important. And not only the first impression of coming into a house, but actually when you sit in a house also and look out the window and are able to expand your living space and expand that view, makes the home so much more enjoyable.
You know, Brian, I think you hit on it, and that is that we always have to remember that we do live in these houses, we do want to enjoy them, and frankly, I personally like the aesthetics of the more simple sort of Asian feel, the Japanese feel that you're talking about. It really sort of complements our environment out here, ironically, but I think it sort of allows us to see all the beauties of Santa Fe, the greater Santa Fe area, the mountains, the sky, et cetera. And so that kind of aesthetic really, I suspect, is probably going to be embraced by more people over time. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think with the beautiful views and surroundings we have, one of my goals is to always take a property and make it look like that property, the house itself, was placed at a point to take advantage of those views.
Yeah.
And to kind of take, even if the mountains or the view is in a distance, to bring it closer. So having a good feel for how nature wants you to see things and the placement is very important.
So, Ray, I got a question. I mean, you know, we're seeing a declining inventory of existing homes, and that's good news for our market, for sure. But I think what we're also seeing, though, is that a lot of them that are kind of left out there hanging on are problem properties in some respects. Either the homeowner who's trying to sell hasn't really figured out yet what they need to do to make it appear better, or perhaps when you're showing a property that may have been, you know, foreclosed on or something like that, that especially if you're new to town, you may not know how to go about making it be exactly what you want. I mean, this is really what our home show can help with, right?
Well, I agree. I must amend your comment by saying that, of course, none of the properties at Sotheby's International Realty.
I didn't mean Sotheby's, of course.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Of course, there are difficult properties out there, and to the point of what you're stating, Kim, very seriously, is this kind of show is critical to homeowners, not especially if you're thinking about selling a property, though, again, going to that issue of staging properly from the get-go is so critical to us as brokers. But also, going back to what Brian was just talking about, using the show as a way to enhance the property that you're living and enjoying.
Yeah,
and you can do it in such a way where it doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Well, folks, that's why you need to get out to the home show, and that's why you need to stop in and see Ray on Sunday at 12 o'clock at the Schellenberger Tennis Center. Ray will be the most handsome man sitting at that table for sure, and he's just a great guy to meet. So, Ray, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Kim. I look forward to it, and good luck for the event. And, Brian, congratulations again.
Thank you again, Ray.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ray. Hey folks, welcome back. This is Kim, your host. I'm glad you're sticking with us today. Beautiful Saturday in Santa Fe here at Talking on KTRC, Talk 1260. And just want to remind you, as Ray Post just did, that this show is live streaming on santafe.com. Click through some of the buttons, click to the KTRC button, and you can listen to this anytime you want. Especially because it's podcast. They actually archive these shows for a little while, and you can find those podcasts and listen to this at your leisure or repeatedly if that's if you have such a desire. That was cool having Ray call in. Ray, of course, is one of the great on-air celebrities here at KTRC, has a widely respected radio program on Sundays, and Ray's going to be live streaming and broadcasting from the show next Sunday at the Schellenberger Tennis Center. And but in the studio today, we're featuring Brian Romero. Brian is the owner of Views Landscaping. Been around for, Brian, how long? 4 or 5 years?
No, it's been 8 years,
Tim. 8 years, my goodness gracious.
8 years, yeah.
Time to get you out from underneath that rock.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's interesting. We were, during the break, we were talking about the segment we just did with Ray, and Brian kind of related to me, which was a little embarrassing to me, I suppose, that often realtors and contractors are some of the hardest people to convince that Brian's,
my services.
That Brian's services have value. And why is that, Brian?
Well, I don't know. I just think that they get so wrapped up in what type of sink or faucet or kitchen cabinets they're going to go with that they forget that I can affect their property more than any room in their house. As far as value, especially.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I kind of cheat. And the way I do that is because I have so much square footage to work with.
Right.
But if I can set a goal of enhancing a view or looking onto a view or creating a view, the outdoor living space is just a wonderful thing. We have such wonderful weather out here that people want to go outside and shouldn't be confined by their walls and doors. So.
Well, I got to ask you, what does your dad think about that? Does he agree with you? He's kind of an interior space.
Yes,
you know,
walls
and ceilings.
Yeah, he does. He does agree with me. And I've had to, with this economy, I've had to look at the different ways to affect property value. And I can definitely show you through literature that for every dollar spent on my services, I can return $1.30 of that dollar.
Wow.
And those are incredible statistics that I had to kind of justify some of my services with.
That is pretty incredible, especially when we think that in the today's construction market that you might get 70 cents return on your dollar for a home that you actually built without
that's right to actually add value.
If you
really
actually add, I think part of it too with contractors, honestly, Brian, is that you know, we like a plan, you know, as contractors. We can we can bid a plan, we can estimate it, we know how to put it together. And I know from my own past experience when doing custom homes that the whole notion of landscaping was so open-ended. It almost is intimidating to, I think, some of us contractors because we don't know where to start and where to end, and we don't know what the homeowner's budget or what their vision would be. I mean, it's just outside of our wheelhouse.
And, you know, things like budget, of course, are a consideration, but The biggest strength we have is in our design and going out there and creating a plan and meeting with the people. And it sometimes takes several meetings, but developing a plan and developing a design goal is probably my strength.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be fun to see your winning entry at the show. And as I said earlier in the earlier segment, we conceived this contest because we moved to a new venue at the Schellenberger Tennis Center.
That'll be very different.
It will be different. You know, we've been in the convention center downtown, and of course the convention center has its own beauty and its own kind of sure. minimalist landscaping with fish jumping out of the rocks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that at the Schellenberger Tennis Center. We were entering the building through a rather nondescript 6-foot-wide door. And so we said, you know, this is not the right way to enter into a beautiful home show. So what can we do? So we thought we'll get a 30 by 30 foot open sided tent. We'll invite right. landscapers to create some plans. And you did. You came up with a beautiful plan. So talk a little bit about what people can expect to see.
Well, it was definitely a challenge. And in that I had nothing but asphalt and parking stripes to really work
Sorry
with.
Sorry about that. But
no,
that's why
no,
we needed
that's what
you.
It is. That's right. So I decided that what I'd do is bring along some of my vendors and let them display some of their wares. Wow. And some of the stuff you're going to see is just really incredible. Sculptural,
so what kind of vendors?
water features.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be using Xanadu, which is next to Jackalope, right behind it. We're going to be using Stone Forest.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be using some of their beautiful heavy granite fountains that I've used over a long period of time in my designs
right.
and features of my designs. And we're going to kind of teach people to make your yard have certain features that you would maybe inside, and including art, bring the outdoor living space.
Right. Well, a 30 by 30, I mean, you know, it's 900 square feet. It's not very big in the scope of a yard, but there's a lot of 900 square foot backyards in Santa Fe, isn't there?
Oh yeah, there sure are.
And
no
so when
doubt.
People come into this
acreage.
People come through this entrance, I mean, can they actually be in a space that they can imagine their own backyard to look like?
Sure. We're even going to take that blacktop and we're going to turn lemons into lemonade. And what I decided to do, a creative thing, was I knew this was going to be a temporary installation. So right. I said, well, what's temporary? So we're going to do some chalk art that is going to kind of give you the ambiance of a koi pond and
cool.
water feature. And I hope this will be the first time it's done. So I hope it works well.
Well, and you'll actually have real water too, though, right?
Yes, we'll have some real working water features.
So the gentle burbling, bubbling effects of water, the soothing.
It can be hypnotic.
And I presume there'll be some sort of seating in the area too. People can
yeah,
sit
we're going to be doing
enjoy.
some seating areas for them, and we're going to bring a lot of plant material in.
Uh-huh.
I really pride myself in the quality of the plant material I bring in, and really some unique things that maybe you don't see growing here every day. I try and live in a world beyond Russian sage as a landscaper, uh-huh. and some of the simple things. So. Hopefully
but still, but still, obviously,
stuff.
Plants that are appropriate for our climate zone.
Very
right?
appropriate. There's, yeah. you know, when I go into someone's yard and plant it because I warrant my work, we share in the responsibility of its health. Mm-hmm. So,
do you buy your plant locally?
I actually shop the whole country for unique plant material.
Wow.
Yeah, I really prefer evergreens. I love the pine trees and. We have everything from Tanyosho pines to black Japanese pine to
cool.
all kinds of different pines huh. just in that area alone. And
so can you actually like order a pine tree on the web and
oh,
shows
sure
up
you
at your...
Can.
Wow.
You sure can. And
wow.
It wasn't that long ago where you would pay just an incredible amount for some of these what I call character pines, but now we can bring them in relatively affordable.
Wow.
And having one feature plant versus 10 to 15... so-so plants can be very economical too.
Well, I know from your design, your winning design, that you're also featuring a really cool product that I'd never seen before. Now, uh-huh. it's not particularly necessary this season, but it's an outdoor patio heater that is so different than anything else we've seen. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a outdoor heater that uses either natural gas or propane. And it's completely clean burning, and it actually gives off more radiant heat than some of those big box store heaters that you see. So we'll have that there, and please come and ask questions. They're completely safe, and they make a stunning, stunning
visually. They're just a cool looking piece of sculpture too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They really are.
That's neat.
So we'll have those there.
I got to think that your partners and your venture are pretty excited about this too, and the fact that you've won this award and they are able to display some of the stuff that they've.
They're very eager to show their wares, and I can help bring all those things together into a landscape and hopefully make people happy with their yards.
Well, let's talk a couple years ago. I don't think you did the show last year, but 2 years ago you did the show, and we had you on the radio program. And, you know, we still have a few booths, folks, a few booths left, and if you can call, we'll hook you up with one. Call us on Monday at the office. I think we just got a few left, but... Did the show work for you 2 years ago?
Well, I know I did do last year's also.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I did. You just forgot about me. That's okay. I think that if you have a business similar to mine or you provide a service, I think it's very important. I've done this for the last probably 5 years, and I have great success with it, and it's one of the only opportunity you're going to get to face to face with people.
Yeah,
you know, without having to see.
So important.
You can talk about what you're doing, and making that contact and promoting your business is just a wonderful thing.
Well, we're glad you do it, Brian, and you really have been a good mainstay of our show, and it's a pleasure to have, because honestly, landscapers just add so much to a show. I mean,
I hope that people will challenge me to make their yards, and even if you're a contractor or a realtor, you know, and maybe you're having a hard time moving a property, invite me out there. Let me come up with a design that may make that property more appealing.
And it's, I mean, we're not, obviously, Brian, your work goes from, you know, 0 to 60, and obviously we've got some beautiful, beautiful high-end stuff that's gorgeous landscaping, but I mean, if somebody's got a kind of limited budget and they just want to get something going, can you help them out?
It's even more important to talk to me if you're on a budget. I guarantee you, even the high-end landscapes very closely watch the dollar spent.
Sure, yeah.
But if you're on a budget, you most definitely have to know where you can spend and hold back.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important to come with a design goal and go that route.
You very well may be getting a call from Lisa to figure out what we're going
to
do.
I'd love to help you guys.
I can pick up the rocks and move the dirt.
I'm
not a vision guy maybe as much as I should be.
And, well, that's where you need to start, is with a good good design.
And we'll probably do that. So, hey, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back for the last segment with Brian Romero, and we're talking about the 22nd Annual Remodeler Showcase and Expo held at the Schellenberger Tennis Center next Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. It's the only home show in northern New Mexico. This is the one you got to go to. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you. So stay tuned. We got one more segment. Folks, welcome back. Kim, your host. Glad you're sticking with us. Hope you're sticking with us. If you're just tuning in, we're here with Brian Romero, the owner of Views Landscaping. Brian won the inaugural landscaping contest for our Remodeling Showcase and Expo, and you'll be able to see the beautiful designs and work and some of the products that he puts into his landscape features at our show Saturday from 10 to 5. And then Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Schellenberger Tennis Center on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, kind of at the corner of Siringo and Yucca, big light green metal building off to the northwest corner. You really can't miss it, and we'll have all kinds of signs out there and stuff too. Brian, but as a landscaping expert, I mean, everybody, you know, wants, I think, to have a beautiful area, and some people get out there and... But it's New Mexico is a darn challenge. I mean, between the water, and then of course last winter we had you know, that cold snap of 18 below zero.
That's right. I mean, cold gate opened, and a lot of things didn't survive that cold.
Are you seeing?
And we do. Yeah, we have seen that, and might make sure that we plant with appropriate, you know, planting material that will take those hard frosts. Mm-hmm. But definitely, Kim, we are challenged, not just in the minimum moisture that we get, but we also have some of the highest UV levels around.
Right.
We tend to have a little bit poor soil in that it's very clay-like.
Right.
And all our water tends to be very alkaline. So we're challenged in about every area of a plant trying to live.
And yet we still can have beautiful landscapes and around our homes.
Sure. And always keep in mind, not everyone, including me, is an expert. So I've seen a lot of bad advice go out there too. And some of the things that you have to do is just be a good observer. Get out there and see what's alive and what's really doing well in other people's yards.
Right.
And what the care and those old established trees.
Yeah, well, you mentioned earlier that you actually provide a warranty of some kind for all the plants that you put in people's.
I mean,
what we just said, that would seem like a very scary proposition. You can't predict the 18 degrees below or whether we're going to get rain for another 3 months.
We also bring the landscaping, you know, a lot more than just plants. You know, I think it's so important to look, like you said, at the hardscapes, look at features, look at art, look at walls, and use all of those to cohesively make a good, strong landscape.
Well, and I think you also, I mean, do you do actually the drip irrigation and do that kind of installations too?
You bet. It's a wonderful product to deliver the water directly where it needs to be, but it's not foolproof, you know. It's
water harvesting too, right?
And we do complete water harvesting. So don't be afraid to use water. Take advantage of those canales, either channel it or capture it to the plant material you need. Because when we do get our monsoons or our good snowstorms and it melts off our roof, that's perfect advantage for the plants.
And some plants actually like that kind of episodic flooding, right?
I am doing research and I found that it's showing that plants do appreciate water.
They pretty much like that water, don't they?
They do like water.
They do. And believe it or not, we actually do get some occasionally.
Yeah, we do.
But that kind of speaks to also the full service of used landscaping, too. You're not just a designer and a guy digging holes putting in trees. You really are there to make sure that that thing is going to sustain itself with kind of probably rather relatively minimal maintenance on the part of a homeowner, right?
That's right. You know, and if you can't maintain it, we also do maintenance. So
do you? Yeah.
We can do that for you.
Do you have a lot of maintenance contracts? Is that a big part of the business?
We do. We found that with the economy, a lot of people did have to give up their maintenance contracts. And that's okay. One of the things we do also do is a lot of remodels. I think similar to other contractors, we've taken older existing landscapes and we've really turned them around and brought some change and some things that people
styles,
really appreciate.
Styles change, don't they?
Styles change. That old 1970 arborvitae in the front by the mailbox is probably outgrown by now.
Those red lava rocks.
Red lava rocks were right there with the lava lamps in the 70s. So.
Yeah, well, I've always appreciated, especially the west side of Santa Fe, west of St. Francis, and where people, you know, landscaped and did their own stuff from whatever they could find, and I've always enjoyed, you know, driving in some of the older neighborhoods there and seeing people's creativity.
It is.
There's a house down in Agua Fria that's just kind of a white walled, and it's just full of trinkets and, you know, some people would say junk, but I love that house.
All right, Kim. Well,
I think that's right next to Gina. Isn't that where you live, Gina? Gina's nodding his head. That's not your house, though, is it, Gina? But it's kind of cool, don't you think, Gina?
Yeah, you know, I much rather you guys go to my website at viewslandscaping.com for landscaping examples.
So driving down Agua Fria is not necessarily where people should get their inspiration.
We can do it, but it wouldn't be my style, Kim.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's always room for everything in Santa Fe. It is the city different.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, we really do have some gems. And a lot of, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of the landscaping that you do, I would imagine, is maybe not even for public view. It's sort of in private areas.
Yeah, we do a lot of private work. I really want to see if I can expand a little bit and start beautying up some of the public spaces.
Like fire stations.
Well, maybe those guys can fend for themselves, but there's just at least areas where tourism industry, people's first impression as they pass by the Hudson here off of Sirius and Airport might not be so impressed with some of the landscaping within the medias and stuff like that. So I think we're kind of lacking there.
Do you actually have anything that you can think of that's a kind of a drive-by experience of things you've done here in the community that people could see? Pretty much mostly in private homes.
Mostly private homes. There's a few spaces that you could go by and see a few things, but mostly private homes.
Very cool. Well, folks, again, just definitely got to let you know that there really is only one home show in northern New Mexico, and that is the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. It's our 22nd annual. It's the Remodeler Showcase and Expo. And I've mentioned a couple of times this idea of a showcase. And the showcase really is a second feature of the expo. And it's kind of a competition. We don't really like to call it a competition, maybe because we're all friends with each other. But it's portfolios that remodelers have created on work that they have done on remodeling projects. And they've got before, during, and after photos. We have a panel of judges that come in and judge those. And then we hand out some awards. And we're going to be handing one out to Brian, too, for his...
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, heck yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's what Home Builders Association is about giving out plaques.
Yes,
we've got 1-800-PLAQUES, and
there
you call them up, and we'll make sure we get it spelled correctly. And we'd be honored to give that to you.
Well, thank you very much.
And I do want to just do a quick shout out to the three judges who judged the contest that Brian won, because they all are highly respected professionals in the field. We had Kim Sorvig, who's an adjunct professor of landscape architecture at University of New Mexico. We had Nate Downey,
yes,
who is the author of Harvesting the Rain and a local Santa Fe celebrity, Gadfly, and Solange Serkis, who is a Argentinian-born landscape architect who's practicing in Santa Fe, and the three of them just had so much fun going over your plan. They really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad they did. Yeah.
So congratulations. So folks, come on out next Saturday. Meet Brian. You can't help but meet him because you have to walk right through his display as you enter the show.
You can't get by without seeing me.
No, you're going to meet Brian. So we look forward to seeing you next weekend, folks.